Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
So a couple things I want to cover before we get into headlines. Yes, Mike McDaniel did give everyone a game ball after the Dolphins victory yesterday. It's what he does.
It's terrible.
The victories have been few and far between. Here's the problem that I have with that. Tua had a phenomenal game. Mm-hmm. Ollie Gordon had a phenomenal game. Does Tua, playing with one eye, feel the same pride in that game ball when he looks at it and he knows that Nick Westbrook Akine got one?
No.
Like, that's the part. I get it. The team stuck together. There was a lot of adversity. Everybody had written us off. We came out, had a nice victory. Certainly, it's a team victory. But, I mean, should Nick Westbrook Akine get a game ball for having a touchdown go off his face?
No. It waters down what a game ball is.
It waters down. Tua earned one. Yes. He earned one.
I thought about this on the other side because the player of that game was Tua. Let's be honest.
Yes.
What, four guys had
four,
one touchdown?
Four tutties and no picks. Yeah. You can't ask for better.
You can argue Waddle with 99 yards receiving. Tua was the big problem for 2 weeks with
right.
all the media stuff. I can't just give Tua a game ball.
Mm, interesting.
Because there was already problems with him being the team cancer, telling on people. Now I'm praising him for what he did to the team for 2 weeks.
Interesting.
That's what I was thinking.
Should have been a test for Tua. Only give it to Tua. See what he does with the game ball. Then you put the onus on Tua to give it to everybody.
Does Tua need pressure like that?
No. I like what Solana said, but I take it a step further. Tua, I'm going to allow you to give out the game ball and see what he does. Does everyone get one? Does he only give one to himself? It could be funny. Yeah, I like that. Turn it into a test. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all fellas, man. I know I played great.
Let's do headlines here because I have stuff I want to get into this hour. Stock up, stock down, all that stuff from the Dolphins. So headlines brought to you by Durell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Durell Hyundai or DurellHyundai.com. By the way, during the commercial break, I checked the Matas Buzelis line. It's what I do. It was down to 16.5, minus 125, mind you. But it was down to 16.5. It was 17.5. I put $75 on the Buzelis over tonight, just so you know, if you want to tail that.
I'm good.
Or if you want to fade that, it's up to you.
Commanders Chiefs tonight, just on ESPN.
You know what the line is for that game? Yeah. I was just looking at it.
-10.5. It's on the TV, Hawk.
Oh, it was 10 on the Hard Rock app.
10?
10.
Is Jaden playing?
No.
No.
He's out.
Man, they're smart.
Marcus Mariota, right? That's the backup? Yeah.
Ten seems like a lot of points. It also seems like way too little for this game.
And it's at Kansas City. He has Rice back. Rice went crazy last week.
Prime time.
Yeah. No, I'd lay the 10.
Lay the 10?
Yeah,
I might do that right now. I might take the Dolphins. What'd you say they were on Thursday?
7.
7-point dogs?
Yeah.
I might take the Dolphins plus 7.
I don't think I'm bet the game.
7.5 now, by the way. 7.5.
Is it the 1-6 Dolphins, or is it the team that won by?
I don't know.
I'm of the belief we're going to get the Cleveland team, but I don't know. We'll see what happens Thursday night. I did, by the way, lose for the first time this season the Tua rushing over. It was 2.5. He never took off, never had a need to, and I was actually fearful that he was going to get 3 or 4 yards somewhere and then kneel on it at the end because it was one of those games. So, but the Tua rushing over did not cash. I'm looking for Thursday night's already posted. Tua over on rushing is at 2.5 yards once again. Achan, 62.5. Ollie Gordon, 22.5. You want to guess Derrick Henry for Thursday night?
65.
71?
88.5. They do not believe, when I say they, I mean Vegas. They do not believe the defense that you saw stop Bijan Robinson yesterday is going to be the same defense you see Thursday.
If Lamar plays, they can't run that five across.
Would you like to know the Lamar Jackson over-under on rushing?
Oh, that's hard coming off injury. 33.
I was going to say 30.
34.5.
He's going to take off.
34. Oh, by the way, I told you we're going to be at Funky Buddha Thursday night watching the game. I did get the actual menu item from Chef Jeff.
Ooh.
So if you want to come out Thursday, watch the Dolphins game with us. We're going to be at Funky Buddha, me and Crowder, maybe Jimmy. Jimmy's squirreling now.
Jimmy.
I might have to work the heat game. But Appel will be out there. If you want to watch with us, the Eat the Enemy dish is Maryland-style crab cakes.
Oh. Bingo.
As we had suggested. Topped with creamy corn and crab sauce and crispy fried Tabasco-soaked onions. That might be the best dish that they have put out for the Eat the Enemy series, because that sounds... I love crazy a crab cake, and I know Chef Jeff isn't going to make it all filling. It's not his style, so it's going to be real crab, more crab than cake.
There we go.
Crab cakes topped with creamy corn and crab sauce.
So that's going to be a little sweet.
And a crispy fried Tabasco-soaked onions.
Bring back the little spice.
Come on, Chef.
Come on, Chef.
Put me down for a few of those.
7, please. Save me 7.
It's the only problem with a crab cake. You know, they're tiny. You got to eat a lot of them.
No, they're not tiny.
No?
You talking about a hush puppy?
I thought they were like little hors d'oeuvres.
No. I mean, an hors d'oeuvre crab cake would be, not an entree crab cake.
I've never seen an entree crab cake.
It's like the size of a hamburger.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Many times it's just one crab cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't eat crab cakes.
Really? So. You don't say.
It was a meatball?
Are you allergic?
I've seen them at weddings. You know, the guy
right.
But
also, like, you've seen cocktail franks at weddings, right?
Yeah.
You know they have actual... you know there are actual hot dog-sized hot dogs.
You were mesmerized at a sausage. What got into that frank? Yeah, no, they do. They do have them on the little trays.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a little hors d'oeuvre.
Wow. So this is at Funky Buddha going to be like a crab cake.
That would be my guess. Usually it's either one or two, depending on the size that they make. Much like a potato latke. You know, you could have a small latke. You could have a big giant latke.
7, Chef.
It's a lot of crab, though, isn't it?
It's not all crab. It's dependent on how they make the crab cake. So there's filler. It's not just all crab.
Hmm.
There was a place, it closed, Lock Bar in Meisner Park. The best crab cake I've ever had, but it was one crab cake. It was like $67 because real crab is expensive, obviously, and if you use a ton of it.
Yep.
But it was the best crab cake that you'd ever eat.
So you have to have something to bind the crab together to make the
filler.
Cake. Mm-hmm. So it's filler, but you know the more crab, the more expensive.
So you go to like a stadium and you see crab cakes, you know it's pretty much you're eating a dough ball.
I was about to say.
And there's like a couple of... you know, pieces of crab in there. But you go to an expensive place or a place, you know, up in the Northeast that's known for crab cakes, more crab than cake. Delaware Chicken Farm does
crab.
More crab than cake.
The binding has a bind it.
We, the Ticket Wizard was up in Boca yesterday, so we had a little breakfast. Lori and I go every Sunday, this place called Tartalette. We sit outside, have a little, there's live music, blah, blah, blah. Ticket Wizard came up. And there's a farmer's market that goes on kind of right next to us. And I said, let's walk over there. They have good fish dip. And he said, is the fish dip as good as Delaware Chicken Farm? And I said, it's not. It happens to be good fish dip.
Yeah.
But that Delaware Chicken Farm fish dip is unparalleled. And Barry, the ticket wizard, was saying his daughter, Hillary, doesn't eat much fish dip. She had a bite of that. And she said, holy mackerel, why doesn't all fish dip taste like this one? And I had the same reaction the first time I had the fish dip at Delaware Chicken Farm.
Because it's tuna. That's the trick. Other people try
What it is?
They try to use cheaper fish because you smoke it and you mix all that stuff into it. Man, you smoke tuna and mix it up with the mayonnaise.
The one I bought at the farmer's market was Wahoo.
That's delicious.
Is that good, too? Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, some people use kingfish, which is a
cheap.
Nobody eats kingfish. The ticket wizard makes fun of me. Delicious. He said it the whole time we were fishing. Hey, Crowder. Hey, that fish dip is delicious.
Somebody texts in, I'm going to go Thursday without my wallet. Hawks tab, please. I'm telling you, stop showing up to these events and thinking I'm going to pay for you.
I started walking off now. What am I offering for? Every Hawks player for everybody.
It is a heady play by some of the listeners. I mean, they show up.
Right. You said to come on out. This is great. All right. See you later.
Hawk, you said you're going to pay for me.
Walk out for you, Jimmy, the world.
No. I'm saying the people are going to go to you and say.
What the hell's going on, Jimmy? When did you wake up?
5 seconds ago.
I can't wait.
We're going to have fun Thursday night.
All right, your headlines, really your schedule, man. I mean, you got the World Series game
three
tonight. Sports Equinox?
Tonight. It's only like the 35th time in history or whatever.
What is that, all Big Four?
33rd.
How many?
33.
33 times. Baseball, hockey, basketball, football, and Major League Soccer. All in action tonight.
Wow.
Sports Equinox.
Yeah, so that small window when the World Series is still going on.
Nope. Ticket Wizard just texted me. Delicious.
Boy, he gave me hell on that boat. Delicious. He brought some big-ass expensive oranges.
Barry did.
Sumo Citrus. Have you ever heard of this?
Look at that guy.
Man, he brought these big-ass oranges, like grapefruit size. Sumo Citrus. I don't know how they make them. They were delicious.
Why do you say it that way? Because you like using the D? Or you like the D?
Hey.
You
know, just my excitement for the crab cakes and fish dip.
Wow, you're right, man. There is every major league in the United States playing today.
Sports Equinox. You think I made it up?
No. I just wasn't aware. MLS tonight, you got first-round action, Cincinnati, Columbus, Minnesota, Seattle. You know tonight you've got Monday Night Football. And then you have, in the NBA, a ton of games, and then the World Series.
I mean, this is action, Jack. Wow. Mm-hmm. You can't find something to do tonight. What are you even doing?
I probably won't watch any of it, to be honest.
Netflix is great right now.
Yeah, I've been watching.
I got this fish dip at home calling my name.
Been watching The Studio on Apple TV.
What is that?
Seth Rogen, Apple TV. Yeah. Phenomenal show. Mm. You would love it, man. It's like right up your wheelhouse.
I don't have Apple TV.
And it's right up your wheelhouse, Hawk.
Well, get out of there.
It's right up his wheelhouse.
I don't have Apple TV.
It's all in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. All up in it.
Why don't you have Apple TV?
I don't even know how to get it. What do you have? You got to get some sort of box or something?
What do they have?
You can bundle it with Peacock.
I don't want to bundle anything. Go bundle yourself.
No, don't listen to any TV advice from Jimmy, because now I have YouTube TV. I can't watch the Panthers. I can't watch the Heat.
I can't watch anything. Do you know they're about to lose ESPN?
I'm getting texts from YouTube TV.
They're about to lose ESPN.
Don't worry about it. They'll work it out.
And meanwhile, Jimmy's like, oh, it's so much cheaper.
Jimmy goes, I'll work it out.
It's so much cheaper. My TV bill's gone up $300.
I'm telling you, the DirecTV stream is the way to go. You get all the FanDuel Sports Network, so you can watch the Heat, and you get all the other ones with no problem. I mean, it's these people, they go, oh, this YouTube TV, you can make a box of four shows. What am I, a fly that can see 18 different screens at once? How about one show, the one I want to watch? Instead, I mean... nonsense.
Multiview is amazing.
Yeah, this is the guy. Everybody's mesmerized with this Multiview, which, by the way, DirecTV Stream has now. They do have Multiview, but I don't talk about it because who cares? I want to watch the one show I want to watch. So what is this Apple TV? Where do I get that?
Tell y'all.
Circuit
y'all.
City?
Hey, Hawk, this new, y'all new age. I still got my cable box. I can watch whatever I want.
Yeah.
The thing with the DirecTV is now I got to get a guy to come out, go up my roof, install a dish.
No, it's a streaming service, just
don't.
YouTube TV. I don't have a dish. I live in an apartment.
I know how DirecTV works.
Well, I don't think you do.
I know how DirecTV works. You need a dish for DirecTV.
Okay, but not the stream.
Now, next you're going to tell me Dish TV, you don't need a dish
well,
either,
I mean,
right?
I can pull DirecTV Stream up right here if you want. Do you see a dish on my ass? All right, you have anything else in the headlines? We can't go forever.
Your weather right now in South Florida. Right now in South Florida, it's partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Here is from DolphinsTalk.com. Stock up, stock down. You want to guess stock down according to DolphinsTalk.com?
Ooh, stock down. Man.
Nobody. That's who they have.
Okay.
Nobody.
I was trying to find that.
Nothing.
Dud.
Nobody.
Because the secondary played well. Offensive line protected too.
Every position group played well. They point out Ollie Gordon receiving a touchdown on the day, double digit carries, rushing the football, converted multiple short yardage situations when the Dolphins only needed a yard or so. Jaylen Waddle. Average around 20 yards per reception, scored a touchdown as well. After being a total non-factor last week, he stepped up, had a huge game against one of the best defenses in the NFL. Jordan Brooks led the team in tackles, a sack, three tackles for loss. Brooks was a man possessed out there, they write.
Jordan Brooks should be a Pro Bowler.
Right?
He's on a bad team, though. It's going to be hard for him.
Leading the NFL in tackles, man.
And you know, it's going to be a pushback of because he's on a bad team. They're always on the field, and he's just making cleanup tackles.
It's funny what they write at DolphinsTalk.com, because they wrote Jake Bailey as stock up. They say, if the Dolphins send someone to the Pro Bowl, it's probably going to be Devon Achan. If they send two, the second will be Jake Bailey.
See?
You were about to celebrate.
I thought it was
Riley
Patterson. It might end up being Riley Patterson.
How? Because he hits average yard field goals?
Hawk and Crowder, if Riley Patterson goes to the Pro Bowl, would you guys admit that you were wildly incorrect? Everybody's hit me up already. They told me it's a joke that you guys would admit you were wrong.
Everybody.
Even Jason Sanders reached out to me.
Even
Jason Sanders and his wife reached out to me. They're like, hey, we heard that conversation. Wow, they were dumb.
This is where Solana messes up because I listen to Game Day Uncensored. Tobin said, you know what? Riley Patterson isn't bad, Solana. And Solana goes on a monologue about how he told me and you on the Daily Show how good Riley. But I was listening.
Yeah,
bro.
This is my Mona Lisa. Hey,
a 32 and a 34. Did you see Chris Bosworth? What, Bosworth? That boy was hitting 57, 55, 54 in a row. He's hitting 30 yards.
If he only
shots.
Misses one field goal all season, this will be my Mona Lisa. It's already my Mona Lisa.
I'm looking at NFL kicking stats on ESPN. I'm just looking at how – I'm trying to figure out how it's ranked here. Riley Patterson is ranked 19th in the league right now.
Yeah, that's perfect. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Let me just see if I can find what his long is.
Yeah, it was 47, I think. I think he hit a 47-yarder, yeah. And then he missed the 50-whatever.
He's 53. 11 of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long is 47.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give that a little context,
mm-hmm.
Here are the longs of 1 through 18.
Okay.
55, 58, 57, 65, 59, 64, 57, 54, 60, 62, 56, 57, 57, 52, 52, 59, 53, 52, 54. Then you get to Riley Patterson, 47.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
Efficient.
Mm-hmm. What's efficient?
It's like an NBA player. You know, Shaq wasn't shooting threes. They knew what he was good at. Riley Patterson might not be knocking down threes, but he'll take it to the post. He'll give you the Hakeem dream and throw it down.
What am I missing?
What about when you need a three and your guy can't shoot
threes? He literally can't shoot one.
Run a different offense.
I don't want to hate on Riley Patterson because he's been almost perfect. But,
no, of course.
But no, but you cannot extrapolate being 11 of 12 on short field goals for being an elite Pro Bowl kicker.
No, I'm with you. I don't want to get back into this because I don't want to bog the show down. But I will just say my point was that we wouldn't realize a big drop-off between Jason Sanders and Riley Patterson, and I won that point. I won that argument. It's done. Finito.
Well, I disagree. Okay. I believe that I've noticed a difference between him and Jason Sanders because they cannot kick a long field goal.
Hawk, there's been points in this season where you said, wow, I wish we had Jason Sanders instead of Riley Patterson.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes. When they have an opportunity to get three on the board for a long field goal, and you know they can't even make the attempt.
There has been no instance this season.
Well, you
other
don't watch
than
the games like
has.
I do.
No, Solana, but I can't name it. You're saying, I can't name it. There's been a time when you're, you know, that little blue, that little fake green line they put up, get to this line,
yeah, the target
field goal
line.
Range, the target line. Sanders' target line is 10 yards further back.
10? No.
Patterson's target line is the end zone. They have it on the goal line.
I'm not doing this with you guys again.
Sanders'
guys,
longest is what, 55, 56?
Bro, it's like 50.
Sanders?
Yeah.
Stop
it. Career long?
Solana.
Come on. Yeah, I can't believe you're going to make me look.
Your offense doesn't have to get as many yards for Sanders to kick a long one. Patterson's longest
but
of his
I'm,
life
I'm
is
not,
47.
You guys are now debating something completely different
if you
than the original.
58, by the way.
58?
Oh, 57, 57.
Oh,
so
it.
10 yards, your offense needs 10 yards
you're,
less
you're debating
to kick
something
a field goal.
Totally
no,
different
this
than what
was
I'm.
The debate.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes,
the
it
debate was that the drop-off will not be felt. That's it. That was
yes,
the debate. You
there's
won't feel
a huge drop-off that you
feel.
Feel
it. You
yes,
feel it.
You can't kick a long field goal.
In your scenario, you had the Dolphins losing to the Colts because Riley Patterson wasn't capable
no,
of making a field goal.
No, but I know if it comes down to a long field goal and Riley Patterson's your kicker, you can't go for the field goal.
You're talking about the guy that's 11 of 12 this season?
From very average yardage.
Average?
Yes, average.
He's a 47-yarder.
So it's eight games. There's been a time in
that's
this season.
That's his long.
There's been a time in this season where Mike McDaniel's looking out there. It's fourth and two, and he says, I can't
guys,
kick it this far.
You guys are
he
such
can't
idiots,
kick it this
man.
Far. You're okay. saying it's okay. no drop-off if your kicker kicks shorter field goals than a longer field
Why
goal.
Why can't you guys just admit one time that you were wrong?
Because you're not making sense. Okay. You're okay. almost saying that.
No, no.
If a quarterback is incapable of making a long throw, It doesn't matter.
No.
As long as he makes 15 one-yard passes.
Incorrect. Incorrect. I'm not disagreeing with you that Jason Sanders can kick a longer field goal than Riley Patterson. The stat to the stats, brother, I'm not going to argue them. But what I am telling you is that for you guys to sit here and lie to my face that there is a point in this season where you look and you say, wow, I would have felt a lot more comfortable at this moment with Jason Sanders
They're
on my team.
2-6.
And none of it has to do with the kicker.
Oh, okay. In your rainbow dotted mind,
Riley Patterson is
contributing
to them.
Butterflies and rainbows every time Riley Patterson runs out there. I think the season's totally different if you have a deep field goal threat.
Okay.
Riley Patterson is not as good as Jason Sanders.
That's
correct.
Not the argument.
Correct.
That's okay. Not the argument.
Well, say it.
The drop-off between Jason Sanders and Riley Patterson is not that big of a deal, and I have been proven right. Based on evidence, based on 8 weeks where the Miami Dolphins have had a kicker go 11 of 12 making field goals, has not missed an extra point, and has been an above-average kicker, which was my point.
Whoever
they end up signing will be fine. It won't be a big deal.
But he's 19th in the league. He's not above average.
Below average.
He's below average.
He's made 11 of his
12
field goals.
I'm just telling you, there's 18 kickers ranked above him.
He's made 11 of his 12 field goals.
I know. I looked at the stats. I'm just telling you, he's ranked 19th in the league.
You're complaining about a guy.
Not complaining.
You're complaining about a guy.
No, you're moving the goalposts. You're, speaking of kicking, did you just say he's an above average kicker?
He's an above average kicker.
Ranked 19th out of 32.
He's making 90% of his kicks.
Understood. He's ranked 19th out of 32.
If we're taking a test and you have 12 questions and you score 11 out of 12 correct, is that above average or below average, Hawk?
Well, then the other 18 guys scored 14.
And what about
11.
And what about the other guys had to answer 26 questions and you only had to answer 12?
Well, find me a longer Scantron.
Number two pencils.
Anyway, the other one, stock up, stock down on DolphinsTalk.com. They have Mike McDaniel, but this is what they write. He's still going to get fired. He's still a really bad head coach. But he had his team ready today, yesterday, and the game plan worked, and he didn't stray from it when they got up a lot. You wish he had done stuff like this sooner. He may have been able to save his job, but for one day, he was very, very good.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk more Dolphins here in a second, but we'll take a break and we'll come back here in the 4 o'clock hour on this celebratory Monday. Everyone except for Solana, who just suffered the first L in South Florida.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it is a celebratory Monday. I know not everybody wants to say that because, it's their 2-6 and we're still, now we lost seeding in the draft, whatever. You're not going to get that on this show. You had to feel good for Tua? No? Is anybody going to put our video back up? I'm waiting for either of you guys to do that. Not that it's that important, but is everyone feeling good for Tua? Because I like Tua. I know a lot of people want to take issue. Crowder knows how to play with the video stream, and he puts up this ridiculous picture of Solana. And Solana fights back with a ridiculous picture of Crowder. Does everyone feel good for Tua? Because I like him, and I root for him. And I know there's Dolphins fans who go, oh, no, you don't want to do this. You don't want him to put up good games because then they're going to get fooled again. First of all, he's probably going to be your quarterback next season regardless. But does everyone feel good for Tua after yesterday?
No, because he had a bunch of terrible performances. And, you know, it's funny. Solano was calling me heartless earlier. I don't know what we were talking about. But, like, yeah, it's your job to be a good quarterback, and you haven't played good. So you play good. Okay, now you're getting better. But that doesn't offset what he's done the last.
No, I'm not saying it does, but just to feel good for him an afternoon. Like, you're right. He's paid to play that and better, to be quite honest.
Yes.
And that's a different argument. I'm just saying I felt like he went through a lot of stuff for a couple of weeks, the entire season, but a couple of weeks especially.
He brought it on himself.
I'm not saying he didn't. You could still feel good for him, though, that he went out there. I mean, he had to be mortified when he woke up with that swollen eye. He had to be mortified. Like, what else could possibly go wrong? I have pink eye on game day. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you wake up that way on a Wednesday just for work, and you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I've got to go into work. Everyone's going to know my towels are dirty. I don't know. I felt good for him yesterday.
I felt awesome. First drive. He gets sacked, Dolphins punt the ball. I'm like, oh, here we go, man. Like, I knew how this game was going to end. And then they get the ball back, and he goes down the field. They score the touchdown. And then when he threw that pass to Malik Washington for the touchdown, that's the best pass Tua has thrown since 2023, by the way. Yeah. Like, that was the best pass he's thrown. Just gets out of the pocket, on the run, to his left, throws a dart for a touchdown. I was like, man, that was awesome. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I had fun watching the game. Like, how many times can you say that this year? Really none. Maybe that Buffalo game you had fun because it was prime time. They were still in it by the end. I'm saying, like, not the outcome, but just watching the game itself.
It wasn't fun. It was more like nerve-wracking.
I can't believe
shocking.
They're hanging out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was fun yesterday. Like, watching that Dolph, they seemingly were able to do whatever they wanted. Bijan Robinson couldn't do anything, which is what you were scared of. Like, yeah, it was fun.
I wasn't. I was still nervous at halftime. Because I've seen them be up by 17 this year.
Right.
And let the other team storm back. So I was like, oh, they're going to go make some adjustments.
I did think about live betting Atlanta. I really did. But Kirk Cousins looked so bad that I was like, and he's not going to beat them with his legs. So it was like, yeah, what has he got? If Bijan Robinson can't do what he wants, then what are they going to do?
Feel good for somebody. I feel good for Devon. Now that you asked that question, he tried so damn hard. The first two touchdowns of the season, he willed them himself to go. Like, he is trying so hard. He's on a Pro Bowl trajectory on a terrible team. We finally got a win. We finally look like I am the main piece of a good offense scoring 30-something.
One-man wrecking crew this season. And so, he got to enjoy it from, whistle to whistle.
The O-line getting a run game going for 140. Yeah. Tua's kind of, like, I guess I don't know if it's the money thing.
No, I see it.
Yeah, you know, and you're snitching on people. Just say, go throw
a couple
touchdowns.
But he's not a bad dude. Like,
but I got to separate human from – it's like Billy Napier. Human from job.
I get it, but on the field, I've never – I'm the Tua hater on the show. But I genuinely think he's a good guy.
He is.
So I know I know what you're saying. Like, hey, this is sports, man. Produce or you're going to get crushed. He deserves to get crushed for everything that's gone wrong for the past 3 weeks. But there's still part of me knowing that a human being for 3 weeks, his livelihood, he's put this into – he's literally willed this in his life for his entire life to get to this moment, and he's failing. And to watch somebody overcome that at least for 1 week – it's fun, man.
I just got a push notification from Yahoo Sports, and it says Jay Busby, who's their senior writer, grades every backup quarterback so far in the league. I can't wait to see what this guy writes for the Dolphins. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll get headlines. We'll talk more Dolphins on this celebratory Monday, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.